Hi, Redemption Gateway. My name is Vicky, and I get to bring today's daily dose, which is an encouragement to be sober-minded. We're looking at 1 Peter 5:8, and that says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." So we have an enemy, and his goal is to devour, it's to kill, it's destruction. And we need to be watchful, and we need to know what we're watching for. So what are his tactics? We know that he is an accuser, he's a liar, he tempts, he distorts the truth, and so we're watching for all of these things. I'm reminded of a story I read about a child psychologist who was doing play therapy with a little boy, and she had given him the toy soldiers to play with, and he was lining them up and deploying them, and at one point he stopped and he looked a little bit confused, and he looked up at her and commented that the enemy lines were hard to find. If I'm honest, I think I see the enemy clearly. I trust in my own ability and my own assessments. And I'm wondering if we think we need to be sober-minded and watchful of other people and other ideas. And while this is true, what if the enemy line also runs through our own hearts? And what if we need to be watchful of what comes from inside of us as well? Are we being unwittingly used by our adversary who's out to devour someone? He doesn't care how it happens or who he uses. He wants us to think that we are right and they don't understand, or they are misinformed, they are wrong. And he wants to present where the enemy line is, I think, so that relationships and marriages that are meant to image God are destroyed. I think we can ask ourselves, do I lie? Meaning, I didn't mean it that way, although I actually did mean it that way. Do I accuse? You didn't forgive me. You don't listen. You don't understand. Do I spew words of death? You're stupid. You don't know anything. Do I disregard and minimize what those around me are saying? Do I say, it's not that big of a deal? You're overreacting. You're blowing this whole thing out of proportion. You always take things personally. All of those things sound very much like enemy tactics, don't they? So when we're quick to label others as evil or guilty or at fault, but we don't understand or acknowledge the inclinations of our own hearts and the destructive impact that we have had or are having on others, perhaps the enemy is at minimum using us and his tactics to destroy someone. What if you and I were at the mercy of our enemies and what they thought of us? I think how many times I've said, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And what I'm saying is that I would wish bad on my enemy, just not that bad. Like, there's a limit to the badness I would wish on my enemy. But Christian, we're not at the mercy of our enemy, the devil, but we are at the mercy of God, who we were at enmity with. He tells us in Romans that while we were sinners, while we were his enemy, Christ died for us, and that we're being reconciled to God by the death of his son. God doesn't seek to devour, but to reconcile and to give life. I don't want to look at the sin in my own life. I don't want to look at the destructive things that have come out of me. I don't want to acknowledge the shortcomings or have others see my shortcomings. I think I'm going to be judged, or that people are going to think I'm the bad guy. It's scary. It's vulnerable. And maybe I don't want to do it because it's shameful or embarrassing that I have done things that hurt other people. It's hard to be vulnerable. And I think it's even harder to be vulnerable when it's my sin or my shortcomings or the wickedness that has come out of me. But we can acknowledge and confess all those things, our shortcomings, our sin, our wickedness, because we make that confession, Christian, in the security of the good news that we are forgiven. And not only are we forgiven, we're also being transformed more and more and more into the image of Christ. So be sober-minded, be on watch, know the devil's tactics, be aware and willing to see the inclination of your own heart and where the enemy line may be blurred in your own life, and live in the freedom of confession and transformation that's given to us through Christ. And that's your daily dose of encouragement.